Seven times Dave Chappelle torches the left in latest comedy special, Gender is a Fact. By David Ng on October 5, 2021. Stand-up comedy icon Dave Chappelle is no one's idea of a conservative. But as his fans know, he's also that rare mainstream comedian who is willing to set fire to some of the left's most sacred cows. Regularly cracking jokes about gays, transgenders, and the hashtag MeToo movement. In his latest Netflix special, The Closer, Dave Chappelle seeks a ceasefire with the LGBTQ establishment. But not before he fires off a few jokes in their direction. Including one about transgender vaginas. The trans lobby and media have waged war against Chappelle for years, accusing him of being transphobic and punching down. All of which Chappelle has addressed by telling even more searing jokes. Any of you who have ever watched me know that I have never had a problem with transgender people. If you listen to what I'm saying, clearly, my problem has always been with white people, he said. Watch below. The comedian devotes a good chunk of The Closer to addressing the transgender controversy. But he also skewers other left-wing axioms during his routine that was recorded in Detroit in August. Here are seven instances when Chappelle seemed determined to trigger his left-wing critics. 1. Slams LGBTQ cancel mob for attacking DaBaby and Kevin Hart. Chappelle took the LGBTQ establishment to task for its attacks on rapper DaBaby and comedian Kevin Hart for their anti-gay comments. The comedian joked that DaBaby got in more trouble for his comments about gay people than he did for his involvement in a shooting a death in 2018. In our country, you can shoot and kill an A, but you better not hurt a gay person's feelings. Watch below. 2. Calls out white gay privilege. The comedian recalled a time he got into a confrontation with a gay man who ended up calling the police on him. Gay people are minorities until they need to be white again, he said. Says he prefers glory hole gays over today's woke gay activists. Chappelle said he doesn't care much for today's gay woke activists. Saying he prefers the older generation of gays who marched at Stonewall and who were sexual libertines. The comedian delivered an extended ode to glory holes, noting that it takes courage for the men on both sides of the hole. 4. Calls out feminists and back J.K. Rowling, who said only women can menstruate, I'm team turf. Gender is a fact. They canceled J.K. Rowling, my God, Chappelle says. Effectually she said gender was a fact. The trans community got mad as shit, they started calling her a turf. The comedian said he sides with so-called turfs, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, who have been demonized by the trans community for insisting that transgender women aren't the same as biological women. Gender is a fact, he said. Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth. That is a fact. 5. There was no shortage of jokes about transgender vaginas, which will certainly trigger laughs and outrage. I'm not saying it's not pussy, he said, but it's beyond pussy or impossible pussy. It tastes like pussy, but that's not quite what it is it? That's not blood, that's beet juice. 6. Calls out black on Asian violence. Chappelle dispelled the establishment media narrative that anti-Asian violence is being perpetrated by white supremacists. The comedian called out fellow brothers beating Asians up in cities across the country. He capped it off with a joke about his successful experience battling COVID-19, saying the black on Asian assaults were similar to what was happening inside his body. 7. Mocks Hollywood hypocrisy over hashtag MeToo movement. The comedian slammed Hollywood celebrities who have publicly supported the hashtag MeToo movement, portraying them as ridiculous for wearing coordinated outfits to the Golden Globes to register their protest. Chappelle said they would have fired their agents if they were truly serious about making change in the industry, but none of them did. He also described hashtag MeToo as annoying as fuck. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.